UBS, the world's largest wealth manager, is reporting its best quarterly performance ever. Net profit has risen in the first quarter from 2.6 billion Swiss francs a year ago to 3.5 billion francs, up 33% and easily beating an average forecast by analysts of 3 billion Swiss francs. However, the net profit was helped by a 290 million franc capital gain from the sale of a power generation subsidiary. Chief Financial Officer Clive Standish is confident for the rest of the year, even if conditions change, and has told reporters, "This is our best net profit ever for the financial business." However, investors are unsure whether this performance by UBS will continue. Shares are down 1.25% at nearly 143 Swiss francs. It is the latest in a series of strong results from European investment banks, such as Credit Suisse and Deutsche Bank, which have reported rising income from trading stocks and bonds, advising clients on mergers and acquisitions, and also from managing a fast-growing pool of money from the world wealthy. The wealth management business of Europe's second-largest bank, UBS, also saw a record-beating performance. It attracted a net inflow of 33.6 billion Swiss francs, far ahead of analyst forecasts. UBS is renowned for reporting better-than-expected results. They have a long-standing history of beating analyst forecasts. However, after this record quarter, the question is whether they can keep this pace. The bank thinks so, but analysts and investors are starting to have their doubts. Merlin Kuhne, Reuters.
Judge gets back at Zakarias Moussaoui. Israel's new government takes office. And a life and death rescue mission off South Africa. Hello, I'm Fred Katayama in New York. And you're watching a Reuters World Update on Thursday, May 4th. 9/11 conspirator Zakarias Moussaoui will likely serve his life sentence in a super maximum security federal prison in Colorado. There, he'll spend 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. On Thursday, Judge Leonie Brinkema formally sentenced Moussaoui. She told him, "You came here to be a martyr and die in a great bang. Instead, you will die with a whimper." In what is likely to be his last public statement, Moussaoui shouted, "God curse America and God save Osama bin Laden." The U.S. military says it's zooming in on al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi after discovering new information. The U.S. thinks he's somewhere south of Baghdad, the scene of more violence Thursday. A roadside bomb near a courthouse killed 9 and wounded 46. And another blast killed 2 American soldiers. In Ramadi, Iraqi doctors accused U.S. troops of killing children in a missile strike on a house. But the U.S. says 8 insurgents, not civilians, were killed. Israel's parliament approved the new coalition government. Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and his new cabinet took office after being sworn in. Olmert pledged to remove isolated Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank, but keep major enclaves. He plans to have Israel's final border set by 2010. He said his new government would prefer peace talks with the Palestinians, but he said Israel will not deal with a Hamas-led Palestinian Authority unless it recognizes the Jewish state and renounces violence. Harsh words from Pope Benedict XVI after China appoints 2 new Catholic bishops. The Pope says the appointments come without his blessing, and according to church law, the act is punishable by excommunication. China has defended the appointments by the state-run Catholic Church, saying it followed a democratic process. Off the coast of South Africa, the military is searching for 26 men who disappeared after their ship sank on Wednesday. The ship had been traveling from Brazil to China when it ran into high winds and rough seas. So far, 7 men have been rescued. Rescuers hope the missing crew members made it on to life rafts. And those are some of your headline stories. You'll find a lot more at Reuters.com. I'm Fred Katayama.
after deliberating for more than 35 hours, a federal jury in the United States has sentenced September 11 conspirator Zacharias Moussaoui to life in prison after failing to unanimously agree on the death sentence.
By listening to the result, it's obvious that they thought that his knowledge of 9/11, his role in 9/11, was not very great, and that played a significant role in the result that we had.
The testimony of the defendant was deeply offensive. But through it all, the victims have triumphed over the terrorists' rants.
Moussaoui claimed on the witness stand that he knew advanced details of the September 11 plot. Lawyers argued that Moussaoui lied on the stand either to inflate his role in the attacks so he'd go down in history or to antagonise the jury into making him a martyr through execution. Renee Bunny, Reuters. US, Britain and France have introduced a UN Security Council resolution demanding that Iran suspend uranium enrichment. The text, which is still opposed by Russia and China, doesn't contain sanctions, but it is a veiled warning that they are to follow if Iran doesn't comply.
I think the imperative of stopping Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons requires that the United States and those who agree with it on that point look at a variety of steps that we can take through peaceful diplomatic means to deny Iran the technology and the facilities and the expertise they need to gain mastery over the nuclear fuel cycle.
The West suspects Iran of trying to build nuclear weapons, while Tehran insists it is just producing nuclear power. The resolution gives Iran another chance to comply prior to a deadline, otherwise sanctions or even war could be options. However, Russia and China are reluctant to endorse any such moves and they have the power to veto them. Renee Bunny, Reuters.
Protesters armed with machetes regroup after violent clashes with Mexican riot police. Trouble broke out during a raid on roadside flower traders. Police tried to arrest three men and violence quickly escalated into a full-blown riot. Both sides suffered casualties in the fighting that followed. At least one man died and six police officers were taken hostage, while others were beaten. San Salvador Atenco has a history of violent protests, which have seen plans to build an airport here abandoned. Zapatista rebel leader Subcomandante Marcos addressed the town, telling them his guerrilla army is on red alert. Marcos headed a brief but bloody uprising in Mexico 12 years ago and is a hero amongst many of the country's ethnic Indians. The leftist leader has hardened his political stance in recent days, calling for the overthrow of the government and vowing to expel foreign capital from the country. Stuart McDill, Reuters.
Prime Minister Dominique de Villepin is facing a trial by media. The newspaper has published a long document contradicting the Prime Minister's version of events over his role in a smear campaign aimed at a key political rival. Since his defeat on the Youth Jobs Bill last month, de Villepin has been denying on an almost daily basis that he lied about an investigation he ordered 2 years ago into alleged corruption in high places.
I am not defending myself. I am telling you the truth of what I have experienced. As a journalist, you must also abide by a code of ethics. It is so easy to use one word for another, to insinuate. So I am asking you to use words with care.
La vérité a des exigences.
The scandal is threatening his future and is crippling his ability to push through reforms. What's being dubbed the French Watergate, is overshadowing good news on the economy and is fanning support for the far right, which could prove decisive in next year's elections. Brene Bunny, Reuters. David Blaine's latest human goldfish stunt is taking its toll on the 33-year-old performance artist. After 3 days inside the tank with nothing but a breathing mask and a pair of trousers, Blaine is feeling the pain in his limbs and extremities and is also experiencing stomach and organ discomfort. He's only managed to sleep for a total of 4 hours, and it's starting to show.
The night is good because I can't see out, so I kind of just lay here and I'm in my own world. It feels like I'm in outer space because everything is weightless in here. And looking outside, I see luminescent lights glowing all around everything.
He's living off a diet of liquid nutrition, and he also fasted for 2 days before going into the tank to free himself of any bodily waste, although the stuntman does have a plastic tube for urination. He wants to stay in the tank for 7 days and at the finish try and break the world record for holding his breath. Brene Bunny, Reuters.
Curiosity has got the better of many a youngster, and this Slovakian bear certainly bit off far more than he could chew. He spent 10 days unable to eat or drink after trapping his head in a discarded plastic container.
I can't understand how he was able to survive. He couldn't breathe properly, eat or drink. There was a hole in the bottom, so he was just breathing through that.
Štendo Roštár is a volunteer with the Slovak Mountain Rescue Team. He decided someone had to act to save the bear from almost certain death.
He didn't fight. He was more scared than I was. He just kept shaking his head, which actually helped me in the end. I also weigh around 100 kilograms. I was able to hold him.
The bear's obvious relief was reward enough for Štendo, and after a long drink and a swim, it was back to the forest to recover. Packaged convenience food will probably be off the menu for a few weeks, at least. Sonia Legg, Reuters.